Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Phoenix, Arizona, Stand Up Live. How are you guys doing tonight? Well, I have some bloody good news for you. Harmontown is in session in Arizona. Won't you please help me in welcoming the mayor of Harmontown, Mr. Dan Harmon?
Yo, Phoenix, best city in the goddamn world. What's in his ear? There's a weird thing in my ear. Don't be distracted. It's a camera. I'm looking at you. I'm taping for you for your movie. You're gonna be in my movie. Mind games being played with you. Thought you were watching me? I'm watching you making movies. About an audience. Phoenix.
We have so much to talk about and barely any time to do it. Thank you for waiting. If you were waiting, I heard you broke the ice with. He told you it's just your ponytail. We wanted to know who you were so bad. What's your name? Pam? You're happy? You're happy to be here? Okay. If you said no, it would take us down a whole different road.
In the future, if you guys are regulars here and you come to the show again and you sit in that seat, just know that the people backstage get to look at the side of your head for the entire time.
Just one, really one chair. Like the top of your head, just like the top third of your head, depending on your confidence. Like every time you get a little happy, you're like, fuck no! Like a whack-a-mole, but she and her.
And we could see his, like, with the top of his hat right there. We couldn't tell if he was a ninja, because yeah, all we could see was the back of the.
My bet was dreadlocks. I thought there'd be dreadlocks under there, but it's not. You're clearly just a regular non-Jamaican meth dealer. Just the surfer type, right? You guys are probably sick of meth jokes. I'm sure everybody that comes through goes like, "Hey, this is meth." Like, I'm from Wisconsin. It was cheese. You guys make meth, like. What do you wear on top of your heads at the football games? Is it like a glass? Like, yeah. Now I'm doing it. I'm doing what everyone does when they come through here. I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's the Southwest. It's the best region of the country. It's Phoenix. It's the greatest. It's the sixth largest capital city in the United States. Your mayor's name is Greg Stanton. Your football team is the Sun Sanders. Fuck. Spent all day in the hotel room.
The Sun Sanders?
Ugh. You love cacti. You're proud of it. So much to talk about. All right, so we're making the movie. That's why I came out with the Bluetooth. We just want everywhere we go, we're making this. We got in the tour bus. You're our first stop, by the way. I talked to people at the bar. They didn't even know that. I make the mistake of, I think that's a narcissist mistake. You think that everyone knows what you know. So first of all, that adds to nervousness. I think you know that I'm an asshole. I think you know I'm stupid. I think you know I'm not funny. And I also think you know that this is our first stop on the tour. But obviously, we have to get to know each other. We have been doing this show in a cradle in Los Angeles. It's like a very specific audience. And you guys are a specific audience. We have to spend tonight making a kind of love, it will be consensual, and we're gonna leave here with your money having been well spent, or I will literally kill myself on stage, and you can Instagram it and use the right filter, because I feel like my blood looks fat this week.
Also, for those of us, or for those of you, rather, that listen to the podcast, I don't know if you listened to the last one, but Patton Oswalt gave Phoenix some pretty rough treatment.
Did anyone hear that? Do you guys... So we have a kind of... Let's start to get to know each other. So, who listens to the podcast, like, regularly?
That's like 60%, maybe?
Yeah, who just got a flyer saying, you won a comedy contest, come see some funny stand-up? Okay, thank God. That was my big nightmare. It was like, hey, let's go see some comedy. And then I come out and I'm like, I feel fat. And then, this isn't Horatio Sands.
Who's fat?
Well, he's lost a lot of weight. Yeah, that's true. He looks good. I'm just saying, these posters on the wall, there's people, they may, the people here tonight who came for that, you're also going to get your money's worth, I swear to God. I swear to your God. Not even mine. Mine's more easygoing than yours. I will do whatever your God requires. You're not leaving here until your money has been well spent. How much were the tickets? 22.
Okay, I take it back.
That's rough. That's a tall order for a guy like me.
22, that's an arbitrarily non-round number.
I've never done a $22 show. This will be my first one. Fine.
Tonight, Dan, we're going to give you, let's give him a $23 show.
Right. This will help the $22, right? Like pandering to your...
What Dan is doing for the podcast listeners, he's taking off, he's unbuttoning his shirt. It's not an Arizona State shirt. It's the it's the Alice Cooper Cooper's Town knockoff of the Sun Devil shirt. So we have Wildcat fans who are also like big Ted Nugent fans as well. Wait, are you guys mad at Sun Devils or Alice Cooper? What's both?
But what about, didn't you just tell me that Ted Nugent compared gun owners to Rosa Parks today or something?
Yeah, I just read that.
Ted Nugent made the brave, odd choice.
Yeah, he said, I just saw in a little blurb, apparently he said that gun owners are, he compared them to Rosa Parks and that one day the law-abiding gun owner will be sitting in the front of the bus. Whatever that bus is, I'm assuming it's a bus to go rob a bank.
Sounds like the bus is shooting people. I don't know how that metaphor is supposed to be explored. We're sitting in the back of it now, which means we're not shooting people with the guns that we're heroes for having.
I don't turn to Ted Nugent for my metaphors. I don't think of him as somebody.
I don't know why we've begun turning to him for our politics. Yeah. It's the weirdest thing. I trust him for one topic alone, bow hunting. That's it.
Bow hunting?
I think Ted Nugent knows everything about bow hunting. If he came up here and was like, this is how you notch an arrow, I would go, I believe you.
I would go to him not for civil rights analogies. I would go to him more if I had questions about Wang Dang Sweet Poontang. That's when I would turn to Ted Nugent.
Holy shit, what a great city! Phoenix is amazing! You're already starting to sense that I'm forcing that? I would say I really mean it, but I can't yet.
You were nervous about tonight.
Well, yeah, because we left our comfort zone. We drove in a bus, and then we came out the door, and we came in here, and I saw the lacquered tables and the 3-foot-high stage and the posters of people who clearly you can tell from the photos on the wall that the people who normally perform here, they have actual material. They're doing it in the picture. There's a picture of a lady going like, ah! She's in the middle. She's just finishing explaining what Jack Nicholson would be like in a drive-thru, and that guy's just finally drew the line between men and women in the shopping with the toilet and there's a Hall of Fame back there.
Most comics come up and riff the sets. A hack comic would come up and go, oh wow, nice to be back in Prescott. But you're actually riffing the other comics that are on the wall here. You're riffing on comics.
I'm not riffing. I'm intimidated by them. They look like the...
I can't tell anybody. Is that Gallagher or a woman? I can't see who that is.
It looks like Rachel Dratch or an emo...
Bobby Lee.
Oh, it's Bobby Lee.
That's Bobby Lee.
Bobby Lee, if you're listening, I thought you were Rachel Dratch.
And Bobby Lee, I thought you were Gallagher. So.
And everyone else on the wall here, take it easy on the appetizers. That's mean. Look at me. Look at me.
There is a thing. I was looking through the menu. There's a thing on the menu that just says pig. And it boasts that it's... Somebody grab a menu and read pig for me on microphone. Is there a menu out there? A half pound of bacon with a side of maple syrup. That's fucking fantastic.
He said a pound.
It's a half pound.
Yeah. Take it easy. What do you think this is? Ladies' night? I don't know what that means. Doesn't mean...
Are you saying women are pigs, Dan? Is that what that was?
I don't know what it means. I will say things I don't know what they mean. I just hope it makes you laugh. Sometimes it's a trick people can perform. Kind of like a Rubik's Cube and a Monica Lewinsky cigar. Nope, didn't work. Okay, good. Don't ever let me fool you.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Oh, shit, you want to rap? All right, now, see, now, Dan, I don't know if you guys are familiar with this. Dan likes to rap. The raps usually involve him fucking one of your mothers. We have...
Who wants me to rap about fucking their mom? All right, I got a lot of hands. I love Phoenix.
Say what? Your aunt?
I'm going to go with...
Wait, this guy wants you to fuck his aunt.
Fuck his house?
His aunt.
His aunt.
Aunt?
All right.
You want Dan Harmon to wrap up fucking your aunt? One of those. All right.
Well, shit, I'm
now,
torn.
Dan, we have a lot of different rap styles here we can use here. We have sexy and slow, freestyle.
I want to do a sexy, slow rap about fucking his aunt. Okay.
Who is a sister of his mama? So right. you can tie that in.
Well, you're already burning up my rhyme.
Sorry.
Wait, what's your name, sir? Alex. Okay, what's your aunt's name? Patty. And what is she the most afraid of? Aging? How old is she? I forgot her name already.
Patty.
I'm not good at this. I'm good at fucking your mama. Oh, shit. Sorry.
Maybe that's how you met his aunt.
Right. Yo, 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 yo,
yo.
Alex came over, wanted to talk to me. I said, can I fuck your mama? He said, let's wait and see. He took me down the hall into a different room. He said, the pussy you're gonna fuck is not connected to womb. Yes, it is, but not the one that gave birth to me. He introduced me to a different person. My eyes were bursting. I took this bitch in. I said, who are you? She said, my name is Patty and I wanna fuck you. I said, oh shit, Alex's aunt, I wanna fuck her out of her pant. She had one pant, not a pair. I fucked his aunt. You didn't care, but check it out. I turned her over, said, holy shit, Phoenix is a great city. It's hard. I can't fuck an ant. It's hard. It's too hard.
Do you want to fuck somebody's mama instead?
Yeah, let's fuck this guy's mama.
What's your name, sir? Dustin? Yeah, right. You would like Dan Harmon to fuck your mama right now.
Okay, what's your favorite food? Okay, steak. All right. Which movie did you think was better? Tremors or Shawshank Redemption? Shawshank Redemption. Okay, he likes steak. What was his name? Dustin.
Dustin.
Okay. All right. Dustin likes Shawshank Redemption and steak. And I fucked his mama. Give me a beat.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dustin's mama has been fucked at least once that we know of. but she's about to get it again.
Afternoon, fuck Justin's mama all the way into
the moon.
Retake.
Dan. That was my fault. I meant to give you this one.
All right, this one's.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fuck Justin's mama tonight. Justin's mama pussy tastes like steak. It's ironic, 'cause her son loves it, and so do I. The weird thing is, if I was next to him, which I would never want to be, very uncomfortable, given the naked company, I'd look over to him and say, "This is steak," and he'd say, "That's my favorite food. But you're talking about my mama's pussy." At that point, it'd sink in what I'd done. And I'd be like, "Sorry. So sorry. I've gone too far. Dustin, let's go watch Shawshank Redemption." I thought it was pretty masterful how I used suggestions to create a
Yeah.
Like, you didn't know how those were going to come in.
That was experimental.
All right, let's stop with the gimmicks. What am I, a performing monkey? What am I, someone you paid $22 to see? We have to get a couple things out of the way just for the movie. I'll take it off of your $22 if you see me after. You'll go, I helped you with the movie. I want my $3. Because we got to get a couple of, like, because we're making this movie. It's like a tour movie. So we need, like one thing I can think that we definitely need is, like, the slow motion montage, like of me killing it at every venue, and we definitely have to fake that, like, because it's not gonna happen, because I don't have Bobby Lee's chutzpah. That horrible song about Dustin's mom. I'm so sorry. I don't know what I thought I was doing, and it didn't rhyme, and it was gross, and it evoked an image of, it's just gross. I lost a lot of the women too, and I'm sorry.
You want to try a country song instead?
Yeah, maybe in a second. This is like we keep, you know, we don't want to burn up all the gold.
We're safe so far.
Well, let's just get a quick, I just want to get a shot of like it's slow motion, so I don't know if there's cameras that can overcrank, so I need you guys to be slow-mo. So if you can, like, kind of just imagine that I did well.
Wait, this sounds like the most dishonest thing in the world.
No, it's...
Dan, Harmontown is about being sincere and honest connections with people.
Well, it's basically a real thing, but just... Just imagine that it's the end of the show, and like I did really good, and just like kind of go, kind of like slow mo, like reach for me, like you wish you could touch me, and then I'll be like kind of like touching you. But first, I want to get the Bon Jovi sweep, so you guys could just like just kind of raise up, like 1, 2, 3, do it, like right, like slow mo.
Wait, hang on. This is all a lie. What kind of movie do you think you're making? Movie of lies. This is... I won't sign off on this, Dan. This is the...
All right, well, whatever. All right, well, can we also...
Yeah, give yourselves a hand.
Well, we'll counteract it then. We'll get.
I say now, Dan. Now, because of that dishonesty, that now it's your, the onus is on you to create that moment for real by the end of this show.
I definitely will.
Yeah,
I basically already did, like with Community.
See? But when I don't have Joel McHale again on camera, I have to juice it a little bit. There's everything in entertainment is a lie. Okay, well, here, I'll do you this favor. Let's do the opposite. Like let's do the dark moment. We don't. This might be the worst gig of the whole tour. So, does anybody have? Do you have stuff you could throw at me without hurting me?
Okay, a lot of people very readily picked up bottles.
But nothing glass, nothing that'll
break. Yeah, some plastic. Okay, that looked
like a roll of like sweet tarts. Well, don't start. There has to be control. You can't just like I cue you and then we go because we have to get a good shot. So all right. So just okay. So I'm gonna cower because I kind of like I reached too hard and you turned on me, and just kind of like. Just kind of boo me, and if you don't have anything to throw, just kind of like point angrily or go like this, like forget this. I'll just cue you with like a generic thing. I was like so you'll receive the cue. I'll cue you naturally. Like this has been the greatest tour ever. This thing's been better than 9/11, which I loved happening. I loved it. What are you talking about, you dumb shit? No, you don't know what you're talking about. Fuck you, I'm going back to Los Angeles. You're sons of bitches. All right, there, are you happy?
That was good, you guys are wrapped. Thank you very much. Yeah.
It's exhilarating to be part of Hollywood, isn't it? Like show business. Well, probably. It's a lot of... It's a very nice crowd. There's a lot of soft stuff. Like you'd expect one guy to like. There would be like a weird like ninja star. all right. So Phoenix, let's get back to getting to know you, and then.
Because we can't leave this town as we go on this tour. We want to come away with learning something about this town. I've been to Phoenix a couple times, and it's always been very quick. So I don't really know much about it. So we have to, you know, we have tonight. Yeah.
I know incredibly little about Phoenix, and I maybe we could solicit somebody's help, like learning about it. Who feels like they know? Who's lived here their whole life? Okay, we got a couple hands.
We got her right here.
What's your Pam's friend? No, sitting across from Pam. You're both named Brianne.
Yes.
Well, that's fine. Does it?
You're both named Brianne. It's weird for me. Have you met before tonight?
No.
You just met, and you're both named Brianne. That's awesome. You guys going to... Yeah, okay. All right. We made a love connection over here.
All right. Well, Brianne, would you be willing to come up and talk to us for just a second? We don't bully people at Harmontown. We're not gonna make fun of you.
Let's welcome Brianne to the stage, everybody.
Brianne, well, you're both Brianne. All right, Brianne's. I have no idea what we're doing with them. I
know.
I want to.
I will have you.
I would like to learn more about Phoenix. So, both of you lived in Phoenix your whole lives?
Yes.
Okay. That's
fair. And you just met tonight. It's so weird.
All right, so what's the worst thing about Phoenix?
Summer.
What'd you say?
Summer.
Summer. Oh, because it gets hot. It's a dry heat, Jeff. Do some research. What's the best thing? Is there?
Are you proud to be a citizens of Phoenix, Arizona? Phoenicians. I love that you guys are like an ancient civilization here. Where,
yeah, that is cool.
Are you guys about to invade the Carthaginians at some point? I love that.
I don't know. Personally, I think for me, because I'm a musician, I think we have a really good local scene for music.
What do you play?
Guitar.
You do?
Yeah.
Have you got a guitar here?
No.
Is there a guitar in the house?
You didn't bring it?
What kind of music do you play?
It varies. mostly rock.
Do you sing?
Kind of.
You do.
I could, I guess.
Ever bring in?
Do you think that if I were to improvise one of my incredible raps, that you could do like the Rihanna or Dido hook? Like when I cued you, like we could say like, please come down to Harmontown. Don't turn your frown upside down.
You want me to
pee
sing that
is
one?
Yellow, poop is brown. I'm going down to Harmontown. Can you remember that?
Okay.
Please come down to Harmontown. I already forgot it. Please come down to Harmontown. I forgot.
I thought you were gonna let her sing it.
I was trying to get her to remember the thing. Is it somebody that smiles?
Yeah, you've turned your frown upside down. Pee is yellow, poop is brown. Come on down to Harmontown.
Okay.
Come on down. I'll do it. Come on down to Harmontown. Turn your frown upside down. Pee is yellow, poop is brown. Come on down to Harmontown. And then you would rap.
Yeah. Okay. Yo.
All right, Brianna, you ready?
Yo. 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 Got off the bus about 6 o'clock. I think the city's so good I'd like to suck its cock. I like Phoenix. I like my penis. I like to swear. I'm not Enos from Dukes of Hazzard. It predates you. Don't worry about it. My name is Dan Harmon. I'm here to entertain you.
Brianna.
Come on down to Harmontown.
Turn your frown upside down.
Pee is yellow, poop is brown. Come on down to Harmontown.
Yo, situation's changing. I don't want to go around rearranging. I've got Brianna on my side in Phoenix. The only thing that ever rhymes with it is penis. But I'm gonna fix that. I'm gonna do different. But I'm not gonna come up with anything different. The rhymes are different. I'm a bad rapper, but I'm gonna make a difference.
Come on down to Harmontown.
Yo.
Turn that frown upside down.
Yo.
Pee is yellow, poop is brown.
Yo.
Come on down to Harmontown.
Everything is spinning round me like roulette wheels. I wanna touch your mama's titties and give her feels. I wanna slide my hand up her ass crack. I wanna go up in front of her and come up back around the back. I wanna drive her down to the store, buy her ham. I wanna fuck your mama like I fuck Pam. Sorry about that. I'm so sorry about that. I'm so sorry. I'm so, so sorry about it.
Come on down to Harmontown. Turn that frown upside down.
Pee is yellow, poop is brown, motherfucker.
Come on down.
One more time, everybody.
Come on down to Harmontown.
Yo.
Turn that frown upside down.
No more.
Pee is yellow, poop is brown.
Struggle.
Come on down to Harmontown.
Yeah. I wanna struggle with my insides. I fuck your mama so hard, I made her twice as wide. I ordered 2 pounds of ham with maple syrup. I went to Phoenix and that was all I... God damn it, I fucking suck. Jeff, you gotta do a verse. Do a verse. I fucking suck tonight.
Phoenix, Arizona. I'd like to lease you or maybe own you. I want to date you for a while. Maybe I'll fuck your frown into a smile. I'll put my dick into your nose until it turns into an ear. I'll fuck your head until it turns into your rear.
Yo, I won't unravel. I like the way your front yards are sometimes made of gravel.
Yeah. Yo, this song goes out to Rosa Parks.
Yeah. All right, is that what?
Ready?
Brianna. She's got to close it. All right. Wait, let me set you up. I got to rap more.
Yeah.
I came to Phoenix with a fear in my heart, but now I realize all I got to do is lay a fart because they're good people. people are very forgiving of a very untalented person.
Yo, Dan, you were afraid of all the people that you see, but it turns out that woman over there was actually Bobby Lee.
Yo, I thought he was Rachel Dratch, but Phoenix has unlocked my heart from the latch. Stupid, stupid-ass rhymes. Don't try to think ahead. Sucks all the time. I'm fat. I got fired by NBC. Now I'm here and I'm rapping for you and me.
Come on down to Harmontown. Turn your frown upside down. Pee is yellow, poop is brown. Come on down to Harmontown.
Yeah, Brianna.
Let's hear it for the Briannes.
That's good. I don't. Harmontown t-shirts.
Harmontown t-shirts. Available out front. Thank you, McGathy.
Still haven't learned that much about Phoenix.
Now, that summer is bad. And what was good about it? Oh, the music scene. You like the music scene. Wish we had a guitar so Brianne could play something for us.
I wish that we could just find somebody to do every part of the show. It's like there'd be like a guy in the front that's got a funny hat and like, I do comedy. Well, you keep getting over it. He's like,
oh shit, Bobby Lee's here. Let's bring him up.
I feel, it's insecure. It's when you go on tour, it's hard. You leave your comfort zone. It's $22. It's tough. How about those gator sanders?
Nope.
Sun Devils, Sun Valley. They call you the Sun Valley.
Are there Wildcat fans out there instead? Is that the thing? Yeah.
American Express corporate headquarters. Yeah. U-Haul. Wikipedia. I learned it. Where are we going next? We're going to Austin?
We're going to Austin, Texas.
What are we?
As soon as the show is over, we have to get right in the bus and drive.
I would do that anyway because I hate myself. I wouldn't hang out. I would run to the bus and count their delicious money.
Now, but Dan, whatever happens tonight, Phoenix, Arizona is the city where you discovered that pee is yellow and poop is brown.
it took a lot of doing, but we figured it out. We have to figure one thing out as we go from city to city, because I want to start a colony on the moon. You know, like we're gonna. The end times are coming for real. Now that 2012 is over, we can really say that. It was hype before, but I'm really convinced now. We gotta just get out of here. I want to create like a system of rules when we get there, so that we can have a simple society. And I want it to be based on as few rules as possible. And I think the first rule should be that nobody should ever do anything that anyone else doesn't want them to do. But then it gets really complicated. So I'm trying to figure out how to create like a constitution for Harmontown. and I need help doing that. So I want somebody to tell me like I'm gonna close my eyes. Who
let's
had?
All, let's
who,
all let's all leave.
I would notice. Who had the worst day today? Who's here in spite of having like the worst day? Who thinks they had the worst day? Would you be willing to come up here? We definitely we don't pick on you. Obviously, I am the enemy. You're a hero for coming up. What's your name, sir? Ben? All right. What do you... Okay. Here. I'll give you this one, yeah.
Well, yeah, sit next to him. Make it cute. Make it romantic.
Okay.
You'll be like the two Briannes.
Aww. Cords are getting tangled. Streams are crossed. I'm sorry about that song about Justin's mom and the. I'm really nervous coming here, and I've made a lot of mistakes tonight. But I could tell immediately when you said you played Scrabble all day that was That was my kind of bad day.
I mean, yeah, the best word I played was cat. Like, I really...
Oh, so wait, so was it the fact that you played Scrabble all day, it was the fact that you did badly at it?
Well, yeah, that's my... I play Scrabble every day.
Oh, so a good day would be, like, if you got a Q on the triple word
start.
Yeah,
okay. if you played quinoa.
Right.
Wait, is this Scrabble with friends by any chance?
No, it's online with strangers, and, you know, we say GG and how are you, and occasionally you get the guy that's like, you know, you want to go have sex somewhere. And...
Wait, that happens in online Scrabble games? Like somebody uses that as
Or people will be talking about sex while you're there and you're just watching and you have to say, like, could you stop?
Wait. What's the URL?
It's on pogo.com.
I'm blown away by this. That people will use that as a medium.
There's rooms. There's rooms where you go in and it's like Mrs. Netiquette's nightmare and it's uncensored chat. And you go in and people can...
But they're playing Scrabble.
You're playing Scrabble, right?
And
you'll put words that are suggestive, like...
Oh.
Sexy. And then...
What if they don't have the right letters and they end up with a pickle in their ass even though they didn't want it? Like, I wish it's a dickle, but... I have so many questions, but we'd be here all night.
I don't care if it takes all fucking night. We're not going to Austin until we get to the bottom of this.
So you get in a place called Pogo.com.
Pogo.com.
They have different rooms for... It's literally Scrabble, or is it a Scrabble-type game?
It's Scrabble.
But it's understood that the different rooms. So as a Scrabble isn't endorsing this. Parker Bradley or whatever the hell they're not right. Going. Hey, here's a room for the transgenders and here's the room for the femdoms and the flim flams. Scrabble's just assuming that you're supposed to be getting together in Scrabble games. But people have co-opted that culture, turned it into a yet another way to fuck each other, which is both uplifting and horrifying. A guy yelled out Minecraft is next. I'm in the uncomfortable position of having to repeat everything that everyone yells out because the mics won't pick them up. But, and your bad day was because you got a low score.
Yeah, I never broke 200, which is, in Scrabble, it's not very good.
Now, do you go there to play Scrabble or to meet people?
I go to, I play Scrabble, I play Battleship.
Answer the question.
I go there to play Scrabble.
Okay, so you're a Scrabble fan.
Yes.
And meanwhile, there's people just fucking and sucking on there. And
yeah.
Right.
And it's hard not to respond to these people.
What's your name again?
Ben.
Ben? Follow your heart, Ben.
on a good day, someone would offer to blow you and you'd beat them at Scrabble.
Yeah, then I would say, suck it.
So today was a bad, yeah, suck it, and I beat you. And then, from a day-to-day, how do you support yourself? You don't win money from them. Are you, in the meantime, are you logging video for a reality show, or are you...
In the meantime, I'm, I deliver pizzas.
Oh. Well, that's gotta get... Like in the way, doesn't it?
It kind of gets in the way.
Somebody orders a pizza, and you have to finish being propositioned by someone who only has the letters to spell cat. All right, so Ben, you're up here because you had the worst day. Although I have to say, it seems like a pretty good day in Phoenix.
Yeah.
I guess my thought was that we would start with somebody who was like really down and try to start in Phoenix.
Dan, dig deeper. Maybe there's a Ben.
Well, I am down.
All right. All right. Well, what really gets you down? Like what are you worried about? Let's start with this. What would you, aside from winning Scrabble, what would you really want to do if you could do anything?
I could do anything. Shit.
You can do that if you want to.
Like career-wise, so you want to be a musician or a writer or a rocking chair builder?
I would be a writer or a musician. Both of those sound pretty good.
Jesus, all right. Just seem very impressionable.
Yeah, what else? What else you got?
Well, so, and you're delivering pizzas. How old are you?
22.
All right. So you get plenty of time. You don't care.
Plenty.
But you're worried about it. Like what? I'm at a loss here.
Did you go to college?
Kind of, yeah. I went to community college, and then I hurt my back really bad, and I got out of college.
You sprained your study bone?
Yeah, I herniated some discs in my back.
Oh, shit. So you were probably laid up for a while.
Yeah. I put on like 60 pounds. This isn't how I usually look.
All right. Well, that's terrible. So you got hurt. You gained a bunch of weight because you couldn't probably... You're just like laying in bed probably the whole time.
Yeah, playing Scrabble.
Are you still hurt?
That's what started the Scrabble thing. Oh. No. But I choose to lay in bed still just because I got so used to it. It's comfy. I got a really nice bed. That was my gift for hurting my back, is I got a really, really comfortable bed. And I love it.
And this is the worst day in Phoenix. I don't think we should leave.
Phoenix, yeah.
I think we've wandered into...
This might be paradise here.
It sucks.
Is everyone else out there just like drinking margaritas all day?
You hurt your back, and they buy you a comfy bed, you play Scrabble, and someone comes over and fucks you.
And then you go to a show, and you go, I had the worst day out of everybody. But we did have to pull teeth to get it. I mean, he wasn't saying right away. I guess I'm thrown for a loop here, because I thought... Okay, if somebody had a really bad day, like we would get to the bottom of some real angst here, but I think what we're finding out is that Phoenix is just heaven, and we should just roll with that like concept that Phoenix is a great place to be. You're booing the idea that your town is a great place to be. Oh, the Tucson people. God, fuck. I can't keep up with the factionalism.
All right, so we should get a representative from Tucson and Phoenix to have it out up here.
Okay. All right.
Where are you from, Ben?
I'm from Mesa.
Mesa.
Hey,
wait. I think my buddy Greg Proops is from Greg Proops is from Mesa. I think so.
Is it?
Yeah.
Jimmy Eat World's from Mesa, I think.
Who?
Jimmy Eat World.
Who's that?
They're that band that sings the "Hey, you find yourself okay. In your head, you only feel left out. So look down on it. It just takes some time." You can find it, yeah. It's... yeah.
Take it, Ben.
Yo, yo, yo. All right.
Yo.
Okay.
Yo. Yo. Yo.
Chilling with Dan, sitting on the can. I gotta fart, but I can't. Spit it, Dan.
Yep, yep, yep. Spelling Scrabble letters, having people tell me they want to have sex with me. My name is Ben. Slept into bed, don't know what to do anymore but lay down with myself. Fucked around all day, hurt my back again, going back and back. Cut it.
Come on down to Harmontown, turn your frown upside down.
Go on down, Harmontown.
Yo, Ben, I heard you played Scrabble.
Yeah.
Well, if you could win life's raffle, you say you'd be a writer or musician, but I don't know what to believe. Nocturnal emission. Stupid. Can I say some things to you, Ben? Just cut the music. I'm a terrible. I am the one in the room having the worst day.
Okay.
How much more does the truth have to stare me in the face? You people are clearly happy, self-activated, forgiving. I'm sorry. I am a fucking wreck. I came into town and I don't feel comfortable in a stand-up club. I'm trying too hard. I don't like myself. I'm not fishing for anything. It has to stop. Something has to give. I'm a bad, bad person. I don't understand why I would leave Los Angeles and traipse around the country in a $100,000 bus going, "Hey, look at me." Broadcasting to the country. Now we gotta go to Austin. Now what the fuck are we gonna do? Patton Oswalt was wrong about one thing. Phoenix is amazing. He was right about one thing. I'm dead. I'm dead in the water. I'm burnt out. I can't do it. I wish I was dead. I'm a bad person. Ben, what? Help me. What do I do?
Okay, right. You gotta pick up the pieces and move on. You gotta find a way to move on. You gotta
move on.
You gotta do gotta so good.
Move on. Gotta.
You're kind of funny on when you try.
Yeah?
Just kidding.
No.
No, you're really funny. You're hilarious.
I gotta move on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get your groove on.
Yeah. Gotta move on and get my groove on. I'm kind of funny when I try, but not why. Why? Tell me why.
Because your mind is a funny mind. Just that.
Yeah. Maybe, Dan, go sit down next to Ben. Get back over there. Maybe Ben should be asking you the questions about.
What do you want to
ask? Because Dan, we're doing this tour. And we still don't know why you're doing this, why you're putting yourself through all this.
I don't know. They don't know. Bobby Lee doesn't know. I can guarantee you one thing. This fucking club doesn't know. They're like, oh, man.
Ben, maybe it's time for, he can dig deeper into you.
Ben, what have you always wanted to know about me? I'm sure you stay up in your orthopedic bed.
No, it's not orthopedic.
There's no such thing as an orthopedic bed. That means foot.
No, that's no.
I'm sure you stay up at night asking yourself things about me. Now's your big chance.
Okay.
Ask me.
If you could be anything, what would you be?
A professional entertainer. A person with an act, a person that knew how to make people happy. Thank you.
Yeah, you make a lot of people happy.
Thank you, Dad. Thank you. My dad's from Phoenix. Did you know? He's right here. Here's another thing I want to be: someone who doesn't make people say things like that. I don't want to be a drain on people. I don't want to be a person who makes people fill his void. I want to come out and do like a thing. All right, Ben. All right, look, I think I got it. We can wipe the slate clean.
Okay.
Can you MC for me and like introduce me, and I'll come out and. And I'm gonna do this for real. I'm gonna earn this venue.
Okay.
Oh wait, no. Okay, hold on. Just a little more insecurity. Just put this here. All right, Ben, you use this mic and then introduce me like you're an MC at a stand-up club, and then I'll come up.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Dan Harmon, the entertainer.
Fuck. Jesus Christ. What is this, a picture of your city or a fucking, or a blurry photo? I gotta tell you, I'd rather be in Tucson. Okay, all right. Hey, keep it going for Ben, your
Ben,
MC tonight.
And Brianne.
I'll tell you something. You know, I've seen guys with shirts on before, but I didn't know whether to look at them or not look at them. Fuck. Pretty interesting coming here tonight.
Dan, I want to stop you. I think that you got close to an emotional connection there with Ben, and Ben was about to draw something out of you, because I think Ben came up there, and I'm not joking, Ben came up and talked about his injury and what he went through, and he gained a bunch of weight, and I think there was a moment there where everybody like...
Oh my God, did the fucking buzz went away?
Wait, what was that? It was Ben.
That was... That was optional all night?
Yeah, what the hell? That was driving me mad, by the way.
Oh, Jesus. I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want... If you didn't notice it, it was like, I don't want to call your attention to it, because then you notice it.
No, that's why Patton Oswalt hates Phoenix, because of that fucking buzz.
And that's why I'm a bad entertainer. It's the buzz. The buzz is gone. Now I'm great.
But what I was going to say was that Ben, a complete stranger, I would guess not a professional entertainer, comes on stage, sits down, reveals something honest and true for a moment, and there was that moment that I felt, I think everybody in the room felt, this connection, like, oh, that's why he's bummed out. It's not about Scrabble. It's about the fact that he's injured and he gained some weight and stuff like that. There was a moment we got close to revealing something about you. We got close to it. I don't think we got all the way, like, in silence.
I didn't hear it because I was too busy trying to figure out what to say next.
Yeah, I mean, that's a bummer. Like, you decided to do this tour and you come out and stand there with a microphone. Like, you feel this onus to live up to Bobby Lee and the guy with the guy with the Hawaiian shirt. And
Rachel Dratch, Don Ho.
Gallagher Lady. And the...
Yeah. Yeah, I want people to order a pound and a half of bacon ham and with syrup, and I want them to relax and have a good time. I want to be the reason they were entertained. Yes, but then I can't. I'm outside the moment. Like while I'm doing it, I'm like, how do I do it right? How do I do it right? It doesn't seem like the venue to talk about what's going on in my life, and you hear the silence, and the silence seems fine in the back of a comic book store, but it doesn't seem okay. You can see the glow of the cash register and the the posters of Rob Schneider and stuff. It feels weird, and they drove places. They drove from Tempe and Mesa and Tucson, and they deserve. They deserve better. Stop saying you love me. It's a surefire way to lose my respect. I hate myself. It's awesome. Thank you. I suck. Yes, I suck. Thank you. But I rule. Shut up.
Wait, you're heckling the audience.
Hey, nice shirt. You guys, you call yourselves an audience?
Yes. You can't boo there.
What was my worst day? Someone said, tell me about your worst day. What was my worst day? Someone yelled out show in Phoenix. No, I'm having a good time because you guys are nice. You guys are good people.
What is a bad day for you? What is like the worst sort of day for you? When what is or is not happening?
My worst days are, it's not unlike Ben's Scrabble thing, because it's like, it's about monotony, it's about mediocrity, it's about like, it's about the nightmare of like, oh, what am I doing? Like, it's like when I owe a network a script and I told them I'd have it to them by Monday, and then like another day goes by and I just stare at the screen and I just, you know, I end up masturbating a lot and stuff. And then I go to bed, and then I wake up and I go like, well, the script's still late, but my penis hurts. I just came to this earth like God made me, like made me out of clay, put me out down on earth 40 years ago, said, go to it, do some things. Here, I'll even give you a couple of extra abilities. Like, you can type like over 100 words a minute. Here's a bonus. You can be very handsome. He gave me that bonus. You'll be a very good looking man. No, I'm kidding. I was a joke. but then you feel like you squandered it. You wake up and you just feel like a bad person. I think that's what drew me out here. Is I was like, I want something. I want to feel like I do something for a living. I'm not a writer. You know, maybe I always wanted to be an entertainer. What's going on? Huh, all right.
Is that Ben? Who is that?
No, that's Ben's friend who's been very like, he's engaging me. It's like, he's not heckling. He's in my fucking soul. What's your name? What? Tyler what? Tyler Dandy.
Tyler Dandy.
Tyler Dandy's up in my show.
I enjoy your lozenges. I don't know. It just seems like a guy that would make lozenges.
What's the? I have to check the time because we have to do something.
We're good. We're good.
Is that
9:20?
Does that put us into D&D time?
When do we start? 8:20? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if any of you are fans of Dungeons & Dragons and our Dungeon Master, Spencer.
This issue hasn't been resolved. Like, just see me after the show and punch me, and I'll give you your money back, and I'll cry, and I'll sign something for you, too. But, let's bring Spencer up to the stage, our Dungeon Master. Now, I just want to make sure. Do you have character for Mole Rain's character?
Yeah, I got everyone.
All right, that's a good opportunity
to
bring my my girlfriend, the lovely Erin McGathy, up here.
Erin McGathy, everybody.
So I just want to make sure, before we proceed any further, there's nobody in the audience for sure who got a phone call a couple days ago from Stand Up Live that said, "You've won a contest. A limo will pick you up. There's a 6-drink minimum. You and 20... No, there's nobody here that was like, what the fuck is this? Okay. All right. Like they'd say yes, because that was my big nightmare. Was of course there's some lady in the back going like I don't understand what's happening.
Babe, it's going great.
I'm not fishing for that. Your hair looks beautiful.
Thank you. You
did a great job with the merchandise, and she was out there running the merchandise table. And
thank you. It's going to be open after the show, so please come on by.
Spencer's setting up his D&D equipment.
Spencer, if you will, please get us up to date and recap where we are in our campaign.
All right. Last time, our heroes had met with Lord Butzelot of the Butzelot Barbarians. The group had been puzzling over the fragments of power, those shards of great arcane energy, but unsuccessful. In the wreckage of the White Skull encampment, a horse-drawn wagon approached Sharpie and crew. The wagon opened up, revealing a magical storefront and a halfling merchant by the name of Olaf. While Quark and Olaf haggled over scrolls and portable holes, Sharpie had a heart-to-heart with his father. Not long after, the group heard a strange noise. Loosing Avenger, Sharpie's familiar, the hawk scouted out the enemy. Aided by Olaf and his shootgun, the group slew the displacer beast. But the peace was short-lived. A large rift opened in the sky and out poured the black fleet of Admiral Darkstar. The fleet launched many black cylinders, which impacted the earth with heavy thuds. That's where we left off.
So Admiral Darkstar is yeah, Spencer, everybody.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. We're on tour. We're on a tour bus with a dungeon master. I don't know if that...
That may be a first.
Yeah, that's...
We still don't really...
Spencer, you got fans out there, man.
I'm glad.
They're Tucson fans.
We were warning Spencer, like, who's not accustomed to this, but like Spencer's got his own fans out there, and you're gonna have to get used to that, Spencer. You're a celebrity now.
I guess.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we're on the bus with Spencer, and we still don't know anything about him. We know that he works in the back of an Apple store, and that he lives with his parents.
And I may or may not have brought weapons.
Right.
Wait, for real?
He never sleeps.
That's
he can't
true.
Sleep.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
Don't sleep.
You don't sleep?
No.
Are you an insomniac?
Tried
Spencer?
It once, didn't like it. No, I do sleep. I sleep. I'm a human.
Yeah, of course he sleeps.
That's you protest too much. That's not a
spoken like a robot.
I've never said I'm a human.
I've never plugged into any sockets.
With that vehemence. All right, so,
ready go.
So right now there's giant thuds crashing around us from Admiral Darkstar.
Admiral Darkstar's fleet has been pursuing everyone, or it's been unleashing on the plane.
Are we in danger right now?
You see several large black cylinders thudding to the ground mysteriously. You don't know if this is danger, but it doesn't bode well.
Aha! Quark! Quark! Sharpie, I was falling behind you. I was only a few miles behind. I had some business with some birds. I heard the thuds. I'm here to help. I have plenty of arrows and a great sense of adventure.
Go run into those thudding cylinders and find out what they are.
Shoot them in the feet.
I am brave, and I am not a very smart character, so I inspect the thuds. Is that possible?
You see what looks to be a large black cylinder. It's at least 4 feet tall and about a foot and a half wide. Its surface is black and unmarked, shiny like metal.
I found a table, everybody.
You found a cylindrical table?
I found a 1980s Coke table.
I detect magic on it.
Nice.
You detect magic coming from the cylinders.
You kind of figured that would happen.
Swiftly, the black ships sail overhead. They're going towards the west. Mango Butzalot's face grows cold.
My cap!
Your cap?
My camp. Oh, I don't enunciate well.
Oh. you were unconscious for a while. It's okay. All right, so your camp is leaving, or they're going towards his camp?
It looks like it.
To me, my barbarians.
His barbarians approach him, and suddenly he swirls his cloak in a vicious flourish. He's gone, as are his barbarians.
Well, I mean, they're walking away. He didn't teleport, right?
Oh, he teleported.
What?
Whoa. Yeah.
So he just went poof.
Magic is a thing that exists in the world you're in.
I know, but my dad, he's just a guy that eats
shards. He has a magic belt. Who knows what other magic things he has?
Oh, man.
Right. He didn't even say goodbye.
No, he didn't.
So he's going back to his camp.
You don't even know, man. Well, you saw a large group of men just disappear.
But he said, my camp!
Yeah, so, I mean, that's a fair assumption.
Yeah. Like he's not going to Taco Bell.
Right.
You never know. He loves his tacos.
Are the columns making any noise after they fall to the ground?
It's funny that you should mention. You hear the whirring and clicking of mechanics and clockwork gears. Slowly, the cylinders begin to lift out of the grass, floating in midair.
Uh-oh.
They hang there, strangely, menacingly. You're being menaced by cylinders.
It won't be the last time.
I mean, do we have to confront these cylinders, or should we just get the hell out of there?
I don't know, man.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to.
You can't ask me what to do. That's the thing.
No. I'm not asking you what to do. So how big are the cylinders?
They're four foot tall, but one and a half foot wide, and they're round and they're metallic.
Like maybe the size of a garbage can.
4 foot tall cylinders that are sitting on the ground, or
they were.
They're suspended in the air.
Now they're menacingly hovering, yeah. And there's clockwork sounds coming out of them.
This ain't no benign hovering.
Quark, Sharpie, I'll be brave. I'll inspect the columns, the floating columns.
All right. I feel like I should prepare in some way.
And that includes with my hands. I also inspect with my hands.
You search the column for any markings or demarcations or marks. You don't see anything. The surface is clean.
There is nothing here, gentlemen.
All right, well, let's pack it in. Let's.
You hear a loud, obnoxious siren emitting from the cylinders.
Siren?
Siren. You feel sick to your stomachs.
Oh. Ooh.
Wait. Jeff and Dan are fine, but Mulrain is... I'm sorry. Quark and Sharpie are fine, but Mulrain is afflicted with sickness.
Ooh, oh, I gotta sit down. Oh, excuse me, I will stand behind this tree. I know what this feeling means, and I'd like to be alone.
You're Wait. So sick that you think there's a tree.
I'm sorry. What? Yes.
Yeah.
Well, when I say tree, I mean just some sort of obstruction.
Yes. You're behind it now.
All right.
Can I ask what my spell Mage Hand is?
Mage Hand allows you to levitate light objects up to 5 pounds.
Yeah. They're already levitating. You don't know that.
Yeah.
What about, I just found out I can perform the loot. Should I play some loot right now? Is that a bad time?
You're going to throw a knife at the moon?
What?
That's a throwback. You can play the lute.
No, I'm kidding. I don't want to play the lute. I have listened. It was my listening skills. I go up to one of the cylinders and I listen.
It's emitting a loud, obnoxious siren that's making you feel kind of sick.
I stop listening to it.
All right. I produce my crystal shard.
You produce your crystal shard.
It's not crystal, whatever it is, that shard thing.
The fragment of power is produced.
Right. Thank you.
I produce mine as well. Do I still have one?
Yeah.
And we kind of
really
rub them together.
Like, I produce
just the tips of them.
I produce a different kind of shard.
Ew.
That's like my first poop joke I've ever made. Sorry, everybody.
You poop shards?
That might be useful.
Do our two shards have any magical powers together?
Well, I mean, you touch them together, right? You rub them together.
Yes, we're rubbing our shards.
Nothing's happening. Not happening.
But I hold them toward the. I walk toward one of the cylinders with the shard. We must look like the biggest idiots in the world from anyone's perspective. Like, these cylinders are hanging, and we're just.
Are there any D&D fans out there who know what to do and we don't? What? Oh, it's just.
Flesh knife.
Take out your flesh knife. That's just you play Scrabble?
what if he really was the guy that was playing Scrabble with Ben?
Two of the cylinders rise up and fly towards you.
Uh-oh.
They strike both Quark and Sharpie in the chest.
We should have attacked.
Aha! Oh no! It's not fun. I use Alchemist's Fire.
All right. Okay, so that's a thrown weapon. So,
okay.
Quark takes 6 damage. Sharpie takes 2 damage. Throw the Alchemist Fire. It hits!
Aha!
It does 4 damage. The cylinder's now on fire.
Great. It's exactly what I wanted. You both relax. Feel free to lie next to each other. Use each other's bodies for comfort.
Can I take out my bag of holding and remove one of these from the sky, or is that a bad idea?
Or remove one of what?
Can I throw my bag of holding over one of the cylinders, or is it...
That'd be a tricky move. It might be possible. Do you attempt?
No. I take out portable hole, and I make them fall into a portable hole.
Well, it floats, so it doesn't fall in a hole. Sorry.
I take out my loot.
You play okay.
Can I ask you a question, Spencer, about one of my spells?
Any of them. All of them.
Detect thoughts.
Detect thoughts would probably not work on metallic entities.
Yeah, well, I thought maybe there'd be a dude.
Things with brains. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you could do and detect nothing.
Spencer, may I use an anchor?
Do you have an anchor? Oh, yeah.
I do.
Okay, so you have Qual's Feather Token. That's a token that can turn into an anchor. So,
may I use Qual's Feather Token to anchor the things on fire to the ground?
All right.
Adventure!
You toss the token. It doesn't do anything. It falls on the ground.
All right, sorry, gentlemen.
So I
take off all my clothes, and I go right under one of these things. They're floating in the air, right? Mm-hmm. Like I take off my robe and I lay naked under it, and I look up at it and I go, "Wah!"
Nothing happens.
I think we could just go. I think we could just leave.
Yeah. So are we? Are these friends or foe? Well, no. They just attacked us. I took like 6 damage. I keep doing it, but I have a thing here. I take out my mysterious emerald dagger, and I go into a rage.
Producing your emerald dagger, you fly into a barbarian rage. Your mind clouds with anger and rage. You can't think clearly.
I attack.
You attack in your rage. You attack
a cylinder.
The flaming cylinder?
Yes.
Okay. You attack the flaming cylinder. You miss really hard. In your rage, you can't hit anything.
Oh, I get out of my rage.
You end your rage. You feel slightly fatigued.
I slowly put my clothes back on.
You re-robe.
I watch and giggle uncomfortably.
And
pretend that I'm writing, but I'm not.
You hear a loud crackling noise. Lightning is arcing between the cylinders.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
The three of you are struck by bolts of lightning.
Oh!
All right. Sharpie takes 6 damage.
Jesus.
Quark takes 3 and Maureen takes 1.
Ha-ha! Strongest!
So we're fighting two giant thermoses right now. We're getting our asses kicked.
Three
thermoses. Anybody out there know what to do?
These are just, this is the second. They're just references to the. They're very loving.
Ray of Frost.
What are water skins?
Those are like bags that hold water. They're necessary.
I do a power attack.
You do a power attack. You could choose between one and three. Three is the most damage. One is the least damage.
Three.
All right. You hit. You deal. Oh, this is so slow, you guys. 12 damage.
Fuck yeah.
Wow.
The cylinder splinters into fragments and falls to the ground inert.
Fragments.
Fragments.
Not those, just not, like metal.
All right, I get excited.
Not shards. Fragments.
All right. Ray of Frost.
a lot of Ray of Frost fans out there.
They love it. They love the Ray.
Yeah.
It misses.
Ah. Come on, Mulrain, shoot a thing.
These cylinders, they didn't even do anything wrong.
They're shooting lightning bolts at us, and they've knocked me in the chest.
Yeah. If you hang out long enough, they will eventually attack you, yeah.
Spencer, are they both on the ground or just one?
One of them's dead. The other two are floating around.
Okay. I take two arrows, and I split them into a V, which is something I do all the time. I split them into a V and I pull them back and I, with my two eyes that are able to go two different ways like a fish, I pull them back and fire them.
Oh, they both hit.
Aha! Adventure!
That's a first. That's a first.
Well done.
One of them takes 5, the other takes 12. Ooh. They're not dead, but they seem a bit messed up, broken-ish. What's wounded for a machine?
Broken.
Malfunctioning. There
malfunctioning,
you go.
There you go.
That area.
Fucking, I got nothing here. I can
well, talk. Luckily, it's the cylinder's turn again.
Oh.
Mulrain and Quark, you take damage of some sort. 6 and 5 damage. So, 6 and 5 damage.
How am I doing here?
You're not doing so hot. Don't
I have, like, heal moderate wounds or some shit?
You always think you do, but you never have.
Okay.
Do have a pendant of healing.
Can I take my
healing pendant?
Yeah.
I put on my healing pendant.
Okay. It's put on. You think it has to boot up if you recall.
All right. I'll reboot.
Okay.
Can I take my water skins?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're taken.
So I'm holding my water skins. Mm-hmm. Can I throw my water skins at the two floating columns?
Feeling sickened, you seem a bit uneasy, but you attempt this strange maneuver. One of the water skins strikes. Lightning arcs across the surface of the disc, and it falls to the floor.
Aha! All right.
Wait, I was studying my sheet. You knocked a disc off of a...
I knocked...
They're weak to water.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. I have water skins, too.
Good.
I do the same thing.
It's not. It's Dan's turn.
Oh.
Have to boot up.
All right.
I cast Ray of Water.
Is that
it's a
real?
Bit of a stretch.
Ray of Water. Is that a real thing on
no,
your paper?
No, it's not. It's not. I thought I could lie.
Just pee on it.
Yeah.
You took your clothes off earlier. So
yeah.
It's not much of a stretch.
All right. I try. I mean, it's all. I don't have water skins. I try to pee on the...
I'm going to roll for your bladder fullness. Oh, shit. You manage a petty stream. It doesn't. It is but a trickle.
Did I hit it? What?
No.
No, you met a petty
stream. You barely hit the ground.
Yeah.
It almost evaporates. I don't get why people find this
funny.
Have
we been reduced to peeing on robot cylinders?
It's all I can think to do. I have 3 sheets.
But that was smart of Mulrain to use water. Is it my turn yet?
Yeah, yeah.
I take my water skin out and do whatever the hell she did.
You aren't as accurate with a throw as Mulrain, but you do attempt it.
All right.
Oh, that's a good roll. You strike the cylinder.
Nice.
Water splashes across its surface. It, too, falls to the ground. Inert.
Are they all gone?
They're all gone, yeah. Good job.
Okay, so we beat up 3 cylinders.
We don't know if they were trying to help us.
Are they full of, Skittles or something? Yeah, like
we open one and it's just Jesus Christ is in it.
Good job.
I go up to one of the cylinders and I spryly jump upon it and try to open it.
You spryly jump upon it.
I have a huge smile on my face and a really cute hat.
Where'd you get the hat? From Olaf?
He dropped it out of his wagon.
I can roll with that, yeah. She has a hat, you guys. Okay. You do this. Nothing happens. Maybe battle robots aren't full of treasure.
I touch one of them with a shard. That's not going to do anything.
I think we...
These ships just dropped some robot poop. And we just stood here and fought them.
And we fought them. Yeah. But now your dad is off to his encampment. I say we ride toward the encampment now that we beat these cylinders.
I think these were sent by a greater force, an evil force.
But we could have, if we had just left in the first place, would they have followed us?
I don't know.
I think we just...
Got to try different things, different approaches.
Right. Well, I keep trying to run away.
Urinating almost worked.
Yeah. Well, I guess we walk off into the distance and the camera stays behind and I do like a Judd Nelson Breakfast Club fist in the air. And freeze frame, which will conclude the Dungeons and Dragons chapter, right? Because there was no treasure, and yeah.
All right, let's hear it for Spencer, everybody.
Thank you, Spencer. We fought some cylinders. You hear that, Austin? When we get to Austin, we're gonna continue that Dungeons and Dragons story.
I'll see you guys at the merch table.
Thank you, McGathy.
Two t-shirts for $25.
Aaron McGathy, everyone. Now, Dan.
All right.
In the past, we fought a big jello because that's a story we told, and we fought other things. Are we missing some metaphor with the cylinders?
I felt very metaphorical in my self-loathing. Like I couldn't have overstated how badly I thought I did here at Stand Up Live in Phoenix, and I felt like there was no better way to end it than fighting a cylinder, like not really knowing what to do and peeing and not hitting the cylinder.
I think we're missing
it. It felt very appropriate.
We're missing a grander point, I think, Spencer. I think
wrong.
We're not?
No. Sometimes you fight monsters.
Oh, okay. What
That's part of the game.
What is there a name for that kind of monster?
It's the cylinder monster.
Okay. Cylinder monster.
Spencer.
It's a cylindrical construct.
I love it. All right. So now next time we're off to go find, I would imagine, your father, Mango Butzalot, at the barbarian encampment.
Let's learn one thing about Spencer before he goes. And let's each city, let's learn 20
wait, wait.
Things.
Oh, that's me.
Spencer, is there any detail you're willing to divulge about yourself that you think nobody knows?
I have a condition known as syndactyly. That means two of my toes on either foot are kind of fused together.
Whoa!
Woo!
See his foot!
Can we see it?
Yeah.
Okay, Spencer is now taking his shoes off.
I've never seen anything like
this. We're making podcast history here, but...
See, though, they're stuck together. They almost look like they're not, but they are.
Oh, they are.
You guys are never going to speak to me again.
We're going to be your best friend and Instagram the hell out of your foot.
What's it called?
And I'll make sure the mutants don't take you over.
Syndactylism? Syndactyl. That's amazing.
I didn't really
I've
see
never
it.
Never heard
Somebody,
of that.
We got to get a picture of that on the bus. All right. Well, that will change.
How many people in America do you reckon have that...
Is all of them.
Is there a statistic on how many people have syndactyl?
3 out of 3 Crittenden siblings have this.
All of your siblings.
Yeah,
have
but no one else in like any of our extended family.
That's so weird.
Yeah, I had a girlfriend that had it too, but like those are the only 4 people I've ever known to have this.
Wait, well, you had a girlfriend?
You're weird.
You had a girlfriend with fused toes too?
Yeah.
Did you meet at a fused toe convention or
it was a support group?
No, you're kidding.
No, I'm kidding.
But how much of it was kidding? Did you have a girlfriend that had the same thing?
Yeah, it happened. Yeah.
Well, that must have blown your mind.
It did.
What happened to her?
She's fucking a 75-year-old guy.
Whoa! Wait, What? How old is she?
Let's save this for This Feels Terrible. No, she's 22.
22? She's fucking a 75-year-old guy?
Yeah, that's older than her dad.
I'm not bitter at all! Sorry, that's a lot to take in.
It's a lot for me to take in.
How fresh is that wound? How long ago did you break up?
I mean, it's fresher than it ought to be. That wasn't explanatory at all.
No, I gotcha. It's a while.
But I found out in April?
She left you for a 75-year-old guy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's allowed to be fresh.
And that's why I have no self-esteem.
Oh.
All right. Now I feel a lot better now about... Thank you, Spencer. I love Spencer.
I feel worse now.
I don't know. I can't help you. Every man for himself.
I'm leaving.
Spencer, everybody.
God bless you, Spencer. Amazing.
His toes are fused together.
In Los Angeles, he just raised... I said, is there a dungeon master in the audience? He raised his hand. He's now on a bus with us. His toes are fused together. I don't know how to... What's happening? We're going to learn one new thing about him each city we go to. It started with the toe thing. We got 19 cities to go.
Do you feel like you've learned anything? I know we've gotten kind of...
We're going to learn that he's God. It's going to be like one... like by the end of the tour, it's going to be like the seventh seal kind of... we're going to find out that we are all in his like Dungeons & Dragons game. I think that's very reasonable.
I think we've talked about this. I think the prediction is that the movie ends up being mostly about Spencer. I think
definitely.
He's certainly the most interesting of all of us.
Yeah, the movie's not even made yet, and I'm already...
Because you're narcissistic. I'm just vain.
Yeah.
Spencer is, I think, noble in some way that we're yet to find out.
If these guys wanted to watch a movie about a guy who comes out on stage and goes, should I be on stage? They could watch it about themselves. Like, Spencer is an amazing... He's a national treasure. He's incredible. I hate him. I'm going to poison his food. No, I love him. He's incredible. Did you have a question, Tyler Dandy? Oh.
I thought you... Do you have a statement?
Do you have a question? Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah. He said, will you please tell us about your newest show you're working on? I'm working on two of them on the tour bus. I'm doing a CBS pilot that, it's multi-camera, which means that there's a laugh track probably. Well, I shouldn't say laugh track. It'd be before a live studio audience.
What's the premise, can you say?
It's a father-daughter relationship. What's that? I'm better than that. Well, I was just going to say, the trouble is, like, I worked on Community for 3 years, and the whole time, every day I got up out of bed... I was going to work for people who wanted me to, like, I was by doing the thing that I wanted to do, trying to make people happy. I was being the bad guy, and my attempt now is to try to like segment things into. I want to do a thing for CBS and a thing for Fox and a thing for Adult Swim at the same time. So the thing for Adult Swim is like. It's about a scientist with a diarrhea ray. You know, it's like crazy shit that, you know, the 15-year-old in you will love it. It's amazing. It's being written right now, and it's an incredible, incredible show. You know, nobody will see it. It's on Adult Swim, but you'll watch it, and it's like you'll love it. It's a cartoon. Then at Fox, I want to do like something that's like the new Community. You know, do something that's single camera and like makes people happy and. And then at CBS, I also want to prove, not in a cynical way, I want to prove that something can be successful and good. Like, it may not be your cup of tea, Tyler Dandy. I'm basing that purely on the fact that you shouted out, you can do better than that, Dan Harmon. I hear you. I understand where that's coming from. I know we've been indoctrinated into a culture of like, okay, popular shit sucks and smart shit is not popular. I'm not disagreeing with you. I understand your anxieties. But I really, can I have your permission, Tyler Dandy, to try as hard as I can to make a good, like, old...
Tyler, get up here, for fuck's sake. Tyler Dandy, everybody. I can't see him. I'm not leaving here without looking Tyler Dandy in the eye. Tyler Dandy.
He's Oh, shit. It's Andy Dick. Holy shit. You get it all the time. Oh, fuck. What? But Tyler, okay, I'm intrigued here because it's interesting. You're calling out from the audience. You're not a heckler. You're not like a drunk raucous like look
no,
at me guy.
I love you, Dan.
You're
Robert.
Saying I love you, and you're saying that you're the voice in the back of my head.
I used your story circle to write my short stories. Oh, I love you.
Thank you.
You're my hero. I'm nothing without you.
What do you?
Go on.
Well, what do you envision me doing? Like if I can do better than writing a CBS sitcom, what do you envision me doing that would like you would go, that's fucking Dan Harmon, he did it.
If you can make multi-camera work, that's amazing.
All right, well, see, yeah, that's why I want to try.
Yeah, you're no like, right. I'm at with bated breath for what you're gonna do next. I'm sorry.
If you could pick
season 2 of Community is the best thing I've seen on TV in my entire goddamn life. Yeah.
I liked it. It's good.
It's genius. Adderall and all. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You're a genius.
I should have taken some Adderall tonight. All right. Well, I don't know what else. What else do we have to say to Tyler? We're gonna close it now.
Dan, there's times when.
I'm gonna redeem myself.
It's not a time to talk. Sometimes the soul opens up and you must sing or rap.
Do you remember the refrain, Brianna? Yeah. Yo. Yeah. Yeah. Yo. It's been a show. It's been kind of weird. I'm sorry about it. Sorry about my beard. Collecting all the food and all the tears from the regrets and dreams that I ever had before. Came to Phoenix looking for something new. All I did, I feel, is disappoint you. But you disagree, you say you love me. But all I can do is look at cylinders and try to pee. It comes out of my dick, it goes onto the floor. I can't do nothing different. I got Jeff Davis, professional improviser. But I wanted to be an entertainment surpriser. Wanted to come out and do some cool shit. I can't do it, dick. Sorry, all right. Wait. Start. Yo. Oh, I have your microphone. Classic. Sorry. Yo. 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 Cooling out. Just no pressure. Just going out. Just gonna close the show with a rap, but I'm not gonna do too much intense crap. Not gonna punish the crowd for thinking too hard. I'm not gonna bring out the crystal shards. I'm just gonna rap and get over to Brianne so she can sing that.
Come on down, I'm in town. Turn the frown upside down. P is yellow, poop is brown. Come on down, I'm in town.
Yo, don't know what to do. Got yellow pee, got brown ass poo. I put it in a jar, put it in space. I got on a rocket ship for every race. I got black people, got white people too. I got yellow people, got brown like poo. I got rhyming shit that I've rhymed before, but I never know what I'm doing. 3-4.
Come on down, I'm in town. Turn the frown upside down. P is yellow, poop is brown. Come on down to Harmontown.
Yo, I can't stand myself. I wish I was up on a dusty shelf. Cause I'm fat and hairy. Just turned 40. Don't know what I'm doing. I'm really sad. It's not bad.
Dance break.
I ought to go to therapy instead of come here. I'm really sorry to trout on all my anxieties and fears. You deserve better. You deserve better.
Come on down to Harmontown. Turn your frown upside down.
Yo.
Is yellow, poop is brown.
Yo.
Come on down to Harmontown.
Struggle. Gotta struggle. Gotta struggle to the strength. I gotta feel the rhythm. I gotta feel it inside. Grew up in the ghetto, tried to get higher, couldn't do it. Working class background. People trying to hold me down. I just
rose up from the bottom up. Just wrote shit on my hand in the back of a bus. Just practicing my rhymes because I'm a rapper. Used my notebooks, put them in a trapper keeper. I'm just a sleeper, spitting fire. My dick's a creeper, comes out of my pants in the twilight night. Silence, good night.
Thank you, everybody. We did it.
Brianne. Tyler Dandy.
Tyler Dandy, everybody. Brianne, what's your last
Tyler
name?
Tyler Dandy's
throat
coating candy. Thank you, Tyler.
Thank you, everybody, for Tyler Dandy. Brianne Dunn, everyone.
Thank you.
Everybody who came up tonight, thank you so much, Phoenix, Arizona. We've learned a lot. You send us off to Austin in grand style. One more time for the mayor of Harmontown. The wonderfully self-loathing, the majestic Dan Harmon.
Thank you for throwing garbage at me. Thank you for high-fiving me. God bless your wonderful city. We have to leave it almost immediately. But I think we can sign some shit out front if we have some time. I love you guys for real.
Let's all go meet at the bar and have a drink right now. How about that?
Yeah. All right. See you out there.
We love you all. So, thank you so much.
Oh, and if it's not too late, you should probably tip your waitstaff. I should probably say that.